This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Bring in a talk menagerie. I don't know how these folks participating with me as a review of the talk radio countdown. How many like being referred to as a member of the menagerie? But we have an esteemed panel here, as is normally the case when we take an hour to review the stories as researched by the folks at Talkers Magazine. The talk countdown has 10 stories every week, 52 weeks out of the year, as set forth by the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, that sort of thing, and then the people on the list as well. So joining us today is Joe Crummy, who has an excellent broadcast background. Also, you can check out his podcast, Evil Thoughts, at iTunes or wherever you can find other really despicable human beings doing podcasts. That's where you find Joe's stuff.
Thank you for that.
Rachel McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Howdy.
And Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV show to add her expertise and opinions. And I've also invited Alan Stock, who's a broadcaster that I have known. I don't even remember when the first time. Do you remember when we met for the first time?
I don't remember. It's been, 20-some-odd years?
At least.
Maybe at least 25 years.
At least, yeah. And you've always been in Las
Vegas.
Age,
you know, so.
I think I got you beat, pal, on that one.
Yeah, probably.
You've been in Las Vegas on the radio for a long time.
It's my 19th year here, yeah.
19th year, okay. So you do the afternoon show at KXNT, which is the talk station in Las Vegas. I guess I'm going to leave it to you. You've talked about this all week long. I know, I'm sure, that there have been many questions. You've had firsthand experience. The first thing I remember, you know, I've been there a lot of times, and I was thinking about where the venue is, and when I saw that he was trying to shoot out the fuel tanks across the street. Most people, I'm not sure, are aware the airport's right across the street, and the and the tank farm for the fuel for the planes is right there. And so he was taking shots apparently, a couple of them hit the tank. Didn't I see that?
That was a misconception, actually. The tanks are out there, and yes, a couple of the shots or ricochets did hit the tanks, but he was not really aiming at that. They determined that he was aiming at the people down on the concert.
Right.
So the couple of ricochets that hit the tanks were like more of a mistake. I know initially people thought maybe he was going after to blow up the tank. That
right.
was not the case.
All right. So as a longtime host, familiar, your studio is not in the city itself, but not close, not far. It's fairly close in.
Right.
When you first heard this was going on, did you get in your car and drive to the station? What was the first reaction you had?
Now, we were watching some show on HBO or something, and I turned on the news about 10 after 10, our time, and we saw this pandemonium going on, chaos, and I watched it for about 3-4 minutes. I got the idea immediately what was going on. Contacted my program director, Andy Vieira, and my producer, Mark.
God love Andy. My God, I've... tell him I said hello, will you?
I will do that. And Mark Benin, my producer, and we all agreed instantly to go in. We knew this was something that had to happen now.
Yeah.
So we all met there within 10 minutes, and we got on the air straight from 11 p.m., a little before 11, until 9 the next morning straight.
Wow. And what sort of things were going on? As far as you had all this, everybody's heard the description, they know the story. I'm kind of wanting to dig into what was going on with you and the sorts of things that you could do and you could say in all those hours on the air. You were on 10 hours straight, so
yeah.
What were you feeling? Calls from people? What were you doing?
Yeah, I was, and it was it is the biggest marathon I've ever gone through. And here's the irony: our TVs were all out, also. All the TVs were out. So
at the station,
no TVs, our TV, and throughout the entire company, they were out there, which was actually a blessing in disguise, because instead of going along with what other people were saying, and even at times reporting some misinformation, we had to rely on the internet and phone calls from people that were our eyes and ears out in the community, which we did get. I had a couple of, chilling calls. One was at about 2 in the morning, and it was from a gal who said that she had just come from there. She was semi-hysterical. She had been there and watched people being shot and dropping. She and another person took two of the people who were bleeding, wrapped some of their clothing around them, put them in her car. There were six in total in her car, and she drove out to be able to drive them to a hospital so they could get cared for and to save their lives. And then afterwards, and she had obviously been listening to us, as afterwards she called and let us know what had gone on. And she was really beside herself in a lot of ways, but she had enough together to be able to describe what was happening. And I have no idea who she was, but it was an incredible call. I know they used it on the news and everything. About 2:30 in the morning, I got a call from a physician who had been back and forth between two hospitals, letting us know that the ORs were filling up big time, and they needed blood badly. They were running out of blood, especially O negative, and asking people please to come down. And it was within a half hour to an hour after that that people began lining up middle of the night around the block trying to get blood at all these various locations, so much so that they had to actually give them reservations for the next day and the next day, because the outpouring of intent to be able to help out was absolutely tremendous. I just want to say this, absolutely. I've been privileged to work in some great markets, San Francisco, San Diego, Sacramento, some great, great market. This community, every time something has happened here and they needed people to come on out, people pour out here. This is the, in my opinion, is the greatest community that I've ever worked in and I could ever live in.
So, let's pause for a second here. I want everybody who's in the room with us, our virtual room, to have an opportunity to chat with you, too, about things that are not, we can look at the headlines, we can watch the same old CNN video over and over and over again, but this story goes deep. A couple of times this week I've told stories about the people I consider to be heroes, and they were both in the military. One guy got that pickup truck, you know that story, grabbed a pickup truck and loaded it up with people, brought to the hospital a couple of times, and then another guy...
Three times.
Yeah. And then another soldier jumped on top of a woman to keep her from getting killed and covered her eyes so she wouldn't see all the horror, and then took her out to safety and went back in to get some more people. There must be a ton of stories like that. Let's see if we can get to them. Hold on a second. Alan Stock from KXNT in Las Vegas is on our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Windstorm.
Oh, hey, how's it going? It's me, Windstorm. Anywho, just wanted to check up, see if you had a good weekend. Oh, and by the way, I accidentally smashed all your patio furniture into your house, and I can't pay for the damage. But mostly, I just wanted to check up, say hello, and hope you had a great weekend. Later, Gator.
Windstorms never pay for wind damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites.
And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Staples has everything you need to keep your office humming for less, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that you can afford to replace that old printer that makes more noise than copies. The confidence to generate bold new ideas and the toner to put them on paper. The confidence to print a proposal that looks as crisp as your suit. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. And now buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Staples. It's pro time. Select SKUs. In-store only. Plus tax where applicable. Expires 10/7/17.
17 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy, the presence of Alan Stock, who's a great radio host in Las Vegas. Has been there at KXNT for a long time. I don't know whether it wasn't on top of mind, Alan, or what, but there's a policeman that actually, was he killed there that night, or did he die as a result of injuries?
He was killed that night.
He was. Yeah.
And they had a memorial for him, as a matter of fact, last night that a ton of people turned out for.
Yeah. What's the mood in Las Vegas at the moment? What does it feel like to drive down the Strip?
Well, I haven't driven down the Strip. I have not been down the Strip since this happened. I've driven around it. I've had other things I've had to do, but I haven't driven down there. And what I see on TV, I mean, there are probably, you know, millions of media here. You have to understand something else. Media came here in droves because, are you ready for this one? Because O.J. Simpson was being released from Lovelock, and he was coming down to Las Vegas in anticipation of, you know, maybe going to Florida or staying here or whatever the case is. But media was here. Well, let's cover O.J. Matter of fact, I got an invitation from some big radio station in Australia to come on the air and talk about O.J. By the time we got on the air, he was like way in the back. I mean, you know, if this was the main issue, and they wanted to talk about kneeling at football and stuff like that, but he got lost in the shuffle, which is just as well. But we had so many people here from media for that. Now they've stayed here around the country, so we're seeing, you know, trucks from everywhere you can imagine.
Yep. Victoria, you have a question for Alan?
Not you specifically, but go ahead.
Joe.
Yeah, I've got one. Yeah. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Joe.
What was the breakdown? I know this is just a crummy thing to even ask, but what was the breakdown on those who were murdered by this guy and then those who were trampled? I heard that you create all this chaos. Was there a breakdown on those numbers? Because I think some people got hurt because everybody panicked, which is totally understandable. I'm kind of curious. Do you know the breakdown?
There were some people that were stepped on everything. I think the overwhelming majority of the folks were shot and killed by this guy. I haven't heard of any folks that were actually died as a result of being trampled. So while that did happen, you had people also falling on others purposely to shield them. A story of one wife shielding her husband who was shot. She got on top of him. I mean, you know, the heroism that came out of this thing. You know, the interesting thing is the first responders were fantastic, and as a matter of fact, we are honoring the first responders at our Veterans Day Parade this year. We're focusing on them, local first responders, but there were a lot of people who were there as concert goers. A lot ran, which they should do, but a lot said, I can't do that, and they kept doing, like this, the guy with the truck that he took. He didn't just take 16 people in a truck to the hospital. He came back again, and then again, so three times he came into what he could have perceived as the fire. Now, don't forget, the fire was only lasting about 11 minutes, but people didn't know that, and the pandemonium suggested maybe this was an ongoing or continuing situation. But these people came back into the fire at what they thought was fire instead of running from it, and so the heroes that night, I can't begin to tell you, amazing.
Alan, stay with us if you would, please. Alan Stock with us on the team here. Talk Radio Review at 21 after the hour.
You have
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
After the hour on the Talk Radio Review, the charts for the week of October the 2nd to the 6th. As you can imagine, the number one item on the list of the top 10, the Las Vegas concert massacre, the continuing discussion of guns, and the NRA saying maybe we need to change what do they call those things that make it rapid
bump
fire?
Stocks.
Bucks. Yeah, butts.
Bump.
Whatever they are.
Stocks.
Yeah, bump. Thank you, Reggie. I know lots about guns, you can tell. All right. Meanwhile, Alan Stock from radio station KXNT, who's been working on this all week long. How long does something like this last? I mean, that may sound like a foolish question, but how long can you keep the audience interested? Right now, Las Vegas is just nothing but this. But is there anything new, or has it gone to the point where now it's time to talk about a few other things when you go on the air this afternoon?
Absolutely, totally impossible. Yesterday I was on the air from 3 to 6, and I had every line lit for 3 solid hours, people just talking about all of this. And I had a friend of mine in studio with me, Bill Stojak, who's head of the Veterans Day Parade that we have here every year. Second largest Veterans Day Parade in the nation, by the way, right here in Las Vegas. And he was with me. He's spent many years in the military, all the way from Vietnam and forward. And we had lines lit for 3 hours. And I suspect we will today, too. We'll be talking about today the question I'm going to ask, and I think it's an interesting way to end the week, is what should be done as a permanent memorial to the fallen from this tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Richie, you had a question for Alan.
Alan, what about, I mean, you're a tourist town. You guys are all about hospitality. Mm-hmm. So what does the town look like? I mean, I think everybody here has been there, and we know what it's 24 hours a day. People are playing the slots. They're walking down up and down the sidewalks and the strip, the whole thing. But what does it look like the last couple of days, and how are the tourists reacting to this?
You know, that is a very salient question, because I go back to, believe it or not, November 22nd, 1963, when John Kennedy is shot and the whole country is in shock, and you would expect people, and that I was in high school, people walking around, you know, like zombies at the time, going, we don't believe this, and yet a lot of people stayed in the casinos playing the slots, and, this is how it was. People came here to rest and recreate. People were downtown, which is not the Strip. People are downtown actually, you know, gambling and doing their thing without seemingly, you know, taking notice to a lot of this stuff. So that's what's happening here. What is also happening here is this, and everyone has to understand, this is a game changer, and you'll see this in the days and weeks ahead, big time. It's a game changer. People have said, as I've talked about throughout the week, the things they're going to have to start doing, and some people have said, if you do these things, it's going to change the whole tone of what Las Vegas is about. When you go from now on, eventually, where they're going to do this, into your hotel room, not the casino or the or a restaurant, but you go to the hotel room, they're eventually going to have TSA type of X-ray machines to check everything that goes up into the elevator. Exactly. Some people thought that would be intrusive. It will be to a degree. People got used to it with the TSA in airports. They'll get used to it not only here in Las Vegas at casinos, but this is going to become a norm throughout the entire country, because this guy did look at places in Chicago and Boston and elsewhere. So this is not just, you know, something that's particular to Las Vegas. We are going to have to set that kind of a tone in terms of casinos here. You're going to see people walking around with dogs, bomb-sniffing dogs, very nice little dogs and people, you know, just easy going through the casino. But we're going to have to get used to a new norm, and that's because this whole thing has been a game changer.
Alan, thank you. Alan Stock, revered host KXNT in the afternoon in Las Vegas, telling the story of how he has covered and talked about this on his radio program this past week. Alan, thanks again. 28 past the hour.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Audi show off a car that you can't drive. It has no steering wheel or pedals. However, it's just a design concept with four doors and a space for four passengers. And passengers are the key, as this is a demonstration of Audi's new driverless car. This latest technology demonstrates a combination between innovation in driver suspension, digitalization, and sustainability in a visionary manner. It will be able to cover up to 500 miles on a single charge. If you want to see the 26-inch wheels and this concept, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to Geico, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Into the News Talk Radio fold as we continue our weekly tradition of overviewing the big stories. When I say we, I mean Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, his podcast Evil Thoughts at iTunes, Rich McFadden, and our thanks to Alan Stock from KXNT to tell that story. He's a great example, frankly, of the best of the traditional news talk radio world. He really is. He's been around for a while. He gets it. You know, in a way, although, Joe, you're not really the traditional host. You never were. Never was. But you do speak to the best, I think, of what that world is all about. And even though you're obviously difficult to work with because you're a great host on the air, but you...
I'm evil.
Man, it must be the same as me. I couldn't work for these guys.
I know.
There's no way in the world that I could that I would survive. Rich would be the first to tell you that. In that environment. Interesting, just as a little bit of gossip before we get back into the issues of the week, top earning radio talk people listed by Forbes magazine this week. Howard Stern on top of the list with $90 million last year. Limbaugh in second place making $84 million last year. Ryan Seacrest. I don't know. You'd call him a talk show host, I guess, in a manner of speaking. If you listen to his show, I know the American Top 40 thing is not talk, but most of the show that he does that is local in Los Angeles and then sort of syndicated through the country, interviews and conversation with the stars, that sort of thing. Not much music there. Anyway, he got, I think, $58 million last year. Sean made $36 million last year. And Glenn Beck made $10 million. Man, is his whole world falling apart? We'd all be happy to have $10 million a year in our bank account, but that guy was making 30, Bank. 40 million, but oh, he was doing great, but his personality got in the way of him.
He could almost not handle it all, yeah.
No, yeah. Uh-uh. Okay. So, meanwhile, back at the countdown, research provided by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'll go through, there are a couple of these that we probably ought to spend a little bit of time on. Most of them don't hold a candle to the Las Vegas situation. What's going on in the sports world, usually at the tail end of the countdown, whether it be Major League Baseball, the NFL, playoffs, all that stuff. The situation with Spain and Catalonia, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Catalonia.
What do you know about that, Victoria?
It's that very historic region that includes Barcelona, and I have never been to Spain. I've always wanted to go, but the history of the culture and the food and the architecture and all those things, they definitely consider themselves, like if you're from Venice, you're a Venetian. You're not an Italian. Right. So it's very similar in that sense from everything that I've read.
Milan
and seen
and Genoa were the same way. You're Milan. Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah.
So they really do. They really do consider themselves already a separate entity, and this vote to separate officially from Spain, it's crazy, and the chaos that's ensued. This is going to be going on for a long time, I think.
It's akin to the UK and the split from Brexit in a manner of speaking, which is the UK is facing a lot of setbacks because of Brexit, and they don't seem to be intent on changing it. A lot of people think it ought to be changed, but it'll be interesting. Credit at Moody's for the UK is down because of the things that will happen that will change as a result of getting out of the EU. Those of us who remember what it was like before there was an EU wonder what the big deal is, because everything functioned quite well back before the EU.
People don't want to be ruled by some kind of a huge, massive organization.
No.
They don't want world government, and this is the kind of stuff you see when you have a European Union, and we want out.
Yep. We'll have a few of those before. I bet you in my lifetime, California would try to secede from the United States. What do you bet?
Aren't they already petitioning for that?
Parts I think we're not going anywhere.
That's
I
hate a safe
to bum you guys out.
Joe lives
we're
in Los California. Angeles. I am a part-time Angelian, and that is... It is a wonderful.
People are a little crazy,
but they
we are crazy. Place. If anybody's going anywhere, it's Texas. All right, we know.
Yeah,
that.
All right. Okay.
They're out first.
Or Vermont.
Texas, you're out. All right.
A couple of more storms, and they will be out. Actually. So, meanwhile, back to the list here: Iran and the nuclear deal number 7, the 20-week abortion ban bill. I don't have an update on that. Do you, Victoria? I go back to you, but
I don't have any updates except was it the senator who paid off his girl or wanted his girlfriend to get the abortion?
That was
the
congressman.
Congressman.
By the way, he resigned.
He supports
this week.
Right? Yeah, he resigned, sure he is, but yeah, he's been a big supporter of this bill.
Yeah. Okay.
Hypocrisy.
What do we do about Puerto Rico? Does Puerto Rico become the 51st state?
Yep.
Is that the only way this
sure
gets fixed?
Either that, or we sell it to China.
We let them go, you know. I mean, what's the difference? Right? Puerto Rico would be, is without the United States, is Haiti. That's what it's going to be.
Pretty much.
Well, here's the thing that most people didn't know until all this brouhaha and the devastation. 80% of the drugs that are sold legally from the pharma, big pharma, are made in Puerto Rico. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they have. There are about 84, 85 plants spread around Puerto Rico where drugs are manufactured by Pfizer and all the other big drug companies. The labor's cheap there.
Yeah,
I don't.
So right there alone, that's the answer. And Rich might be correct that that's
we need Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Puerto Rico's not going anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not going to China.
No. All right. Next. Russian investigation, blah, 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 blah. North Korean threats, blah, 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 blah. Okay, number two.
Hey, you know what? It's one interesting point about this Russian investigation thing.
Yeah?
This software, hacker software that that people use, or spy software that people
learn. Yeah, Snowden created, you mean?
Kaspersky or something.
Kaspersky's a Russian company.
They won't use it now in the U.S. government. Yeah.
That is supposed to be
Who thought it was a good idea to use a Russian-made spyware software on their government computers? Oh, what government employee went, well, this one obviously seems to be the best one for us to use here at the State Department?
Yeah. Yeah. How many morons are there? How many morons does it take to change a light bulb? But I remember when Kaspersky, I was friends with a woman in San Francisco a number of years ago, I think 14, 15 years ago, she represented, as Kaspersky just started coming in this country, she represented them in California. And the way she described me, what did I know then? You can tell by listening to me now, I don't know anything. So I knew even less then about how fabulous it was, and it would pretend better than Norton and better than whatever else. What are the other companies that do that besides Norton?
McAfee,
they're no good. We're the best. So apparently she convinces enough people.
Well, McAfee's crazy, but at least he's an American.
Yeah, crazy American.
You know, Doug, you have a girl in every port.
Friendship.
Be careful, you might get him in trouble.
Attention to you.
Friendship.
Somehow I hear the song Brandy playing in the background right now.
43 minutes after the hour. Let's talk about my pillow, your pillow, our pillow. We all have our new pillows. The thing that is most interesting about going to the MyPillow website, when you go there and use the code DJV, you can take advantage of all the work that Mike Lindell has done over the years. Here's a guy that was just a worker bee, and he never, when he woke up to go to work in the morning, he didn't feel good. He didn't feel like he got a good night's rest. He didn't feel like it was a worthwhile enterprise to go to bed. Why go to bed if you don't get a good night's rest? Just stay up and do stuff. So he was determined, because he couldn't find a pillow he liked, to make one on his own. And he did. And now, years later, you have the results. My Pillow, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. I think that, I don't remember whether you had one from the old days, Richie, or not.
I do. I have one. I was just thinking about it. I was sleeping with it last night.
Yep. And Victoria's got hers. Mm-hmm. And Joe doesn't sleep, so he's not getting one.
But I never go to bed. I'm evil 24/7.
Yes, right. Always evil. So Mike Lindell, anyway, the CEO of MyPillow, has an interesting philosophy about offering people something that's really good. What about this is an American concept? Let's make something in America that's really good that people will like, and I'll stand behind it. What a concept! And so that's what happens with MyPillow.com. You can buy at 50% off two full-size pillows, two travel pillows. Yep, if you use the code DJV at MyPillow.com, you get 50% off. You also, when you go around there, tons of other things that are great for your bed and your bedroom. They even have a dog pillow, Richie. A pillow
that I didn't know.
For your pets. Yes, they do. all kinds of cotton luxury sheets you can find. Again, go.
Well, I can tell you my dog loves my pillow.
I'm sure. Yeah. All right, so MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, 50% off the four pillow pack. Take advantage of it right now while you're thinking about it. Get new pillows. Every year you need to get new pillows. Get your new pillows from MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the best deal.
This Columbus Day weekend is Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off and get women's denim for just $15.99. Boots only $35.99. And the Big One bath towel just $2.99. Plus, get the lowest prices of the season on Levi's. You'll get Kohl's cash too. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off for valid October 5th through 9th with promo code FRIENDS20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn, and right now, the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Now through October 11th.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Right now, we hear a lot about what divides us, but Americans are united on the need to keep up the pace of biomedical innovation. In a poll we conducted in 2016, we found that 95% of Americans believe that medical discoveries can improve the overall quality of healthcare. 94% say that medical discoveries can help the U.S. to maintain its competitive edge in science. Americans also understand what is needed to keep discovery going. Over half of those polls recognize correctly that private medical companies invest the most in new discoveries, spending almost twice what the federal government does. Strong public policies that support medical innovation are unifying in a time of political polarization. Policymakers should act to take down the barriers to innovation. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
All right, 46 past the hour. Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, the Las Vegas conversation we've had already, but we haven't talked about Trump and Tillerson, or Trump and his relationship with the people that work for him and around him. I thought it was interesting. Tillerson said, the guy's a moron.
He hasn't denied that yet, has he?
No, he hasn't denied it.
No, I don't think he did.
I mean, I am becoming a fan of Rex Tillerson, not because of the moron comment, but because he just doesn't care. He doesn't care if there's bad press about him. Well, he doesn't care if the president, you know, he has a strong opinion, a strong stance on how to do his job, and that's it. I mean, he acts like a real CEO. No one is telling him what to do.
He ran the biggest oil company in the world for 18 years.
I'm saying that real CEO is compared to Trump, who's sort of a fake CEO. So, I think Tillerson's been doing a great job.
Well, that's because he's taking shots. You don't like Trump. So
no, I didn't. No, that's not it, Doug. I have an opinion based on the performance that I think Rex Tillerson has done. I think he has done a really good job in a really difficult situation.
Let me tell you something, though. Being the CEO of Exxon and buying New York real estate are two totally different things.
Of course. Yep.
All right. So, Joe, you're a big Trump fan. What's the business here with Tillerson and Trump? Are they really at it, or is this showtime?
Well, you know, if Tillerson was really unhappy, I would think he'd be gone. Vis-a-vis what Victoria just said, if he's really that unhappy, I was talking about it on the Evil Thoughts podcast. He didn't deny it. Victoria's right.
You did.
He didn't deny it. But so what? I mean, a lot of people call me a moron.
Right.
And I look
some
at
of the things I said about you
as
Doug,
a term of endearment. I don't have a problem with that. And you're a moron too. Hey, moron. You're a moron too. I do think that if Tillerson was really unhappy, he'd be gone. The statement that he read was obviously written by the White House. He decided to do it, and he wants to patch it up with the president. I think they're a great team, and I think the media wants to make a big deal about it. I don't care.
Well, you're right about the media.
I think Tillerson genuinely cares about our country, and these are the reasons that I do like him. I think he is fed up with the job, but I think his patriotism and his common sense is going to keep him in the job.
Well,
Victoria, would you vote for him for president?
I might.
Tillerson. Yeah. I thought that, and I said this at the beginning, looking at Trump's record of managing people,
it's terrible.
They don't perform. Well, if they don't perform soon, they're out. And I figure a lot of these people that are in the cabinet are going to be gonzo. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here on our panel. It's 10 before the hour.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The era of this movie, anyway, just by listening to the music, he may have never heard it before. You know, it has to be from the 70s. Chuck Curry is our movie 80. Man. So when was Karate Kid?
1984, Doug.
84, all right. End of the disco era. So I was off by a little bit. So why are we playing music from Karate Kid today?
Why not? No, Elizabeth Shue, who co-starred in that movie, playing Ralph Macchio's girlfriend, turns 54 years old today.
54.
She is my teenage and 20-something Hollywood crush. And Cocktail?
Yes, with Tom Cruise.
She's beautiful, beautiful.
All right, so Chucker. Yeah.
And she turned up in that movie about 10 years ago, Piranha. That was a good one. A lot of people got eaten in that movie, but Killer Piranhas, I like that one.
What was the TV show she was just in recently?
And,
she was in
CIS,
CSI, yeah.
CSI, what was it, like New Orleans or something?
Las Vegas,
okay.
Yeah.
Didn't last long, though. It only lasted one season, I believe.
Yeah.
All right, so, Chucker, speaking of Las Vegas and all the conversation about that, what happens to violent movies, the action flicks?
I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because it was two things. Netflix and Marvel postponed all promotion for the new series of Punisher, which has very violent content. The entire cast and panel was supposed to appear at New York City's Comic-Con this weekend. They pulled that. And then yesterday, Lionsgate postponed the release date to Bruce Willis's remake of Death Wish, which was supposed to come out this Thanksgiving, until sometime in 2018. They didn't announce why they did that for Death Wish, but I have to believe the content in that movie made them very nervous.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the movie about Harvey Weinstein's life, which will feature all the women that he's abused over the years. That's yet to be made, though. Somebody will probably make it, don't you think?
Maybe.
What do you make of that sort of thing? The old system of the couch seems to be alive and well.
There's been rumors about him for a long time. But listen, I'm not qualified to say what went on in that story, but I don't think any of these stories are new, whether it's in show business or any other business. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of stuff takes place. Who knows what the exact truth is? But I know Rose McGowan, who was in Scream 2. She was also in the TV show Charmed on CW, has been crying that story and really being vocally against Weinstein and some of the stuff he did for many years. So
yeah.
We'll see how that plays out.
Okay, in a moment, Chuck is going to bring us through the movies that are out this week. Stand by for that next.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
All right, Chucker, what's out this weekend that we would be very interested in?
Well, the big movie is Blade Runner 2049, Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford. Reviews are really good. Tracking at around a $45 million opening weekend on a budget of around $180 million. The first one was very moody and divisive. There's going to be interest in this film, but not the mass interest of a lot of big popcorn-type entertainment. It's going to have to be well overseas.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of people will go see it.
They will, no doubt.
Harrison Ford still can open a movie.
Absolutely.
I'm interested in Ryan Gosling, yeah.
And also opening is Mountain Between Us with Idris Elba and Kate Winslet. I'm going to see that this afternoon and let you know what I think about it on Monday. Some movie news of interest, Doug. Universal postponing the release date of Fast and the Furious 9 to 2020. Tyrese came out on Twitter yesterday complaining that it was Dwayne Johnson's fault because he's way too busy. A little after that announcement, Universal announced that they're going to do the spin-off film with Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham in 2019 release. So you're going to get that before Fast and the Furious 9. And then yesterday I talked about Universal doing Bride of Frankenstein, which was thought to film in February. They postponed that because they do want Angelina Jolie in the lead role, and
really?
She has a scheduling conflict.
Huh. Yeah. Amazing. Hi, Chuck. You're just an amazing human being. All this information at your fingertips. How do you do it every day?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. Chuck Curry, it's 59 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.